brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I have to warn you, if my husband comes home, I'm going to have to hang up real quick.
Why?
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling. My husband, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I was a doctor before that, but ever since having my kids a few years ago, I've just been staying home. And the deal was that I don't have to worry about money, and my husband will take care of everything, and he'll manage the big house and the cars and all that, and I just buy what I want when I want. I started to notice that my credit card bill was not getting paid off in full, I would say around September, October. This was the second time that had happened. And then the first time he paid it all off, and then this time it was not paid off. So I finally started asking him more questions, and I found out he has a lot more than I have of credit card debt. And he has car loans, and I just wasn't paying attention at all. And now we're basically in trouble with debt. And we're going to have to move to a smaller house. I don't know how we're going to pay for the kids.
So this whole thing of you buy whatever you want didn't work?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at our pool right now, and it's a joke. It's all a joke.
Mm-hmm. How can we help?
Sorry. My question for you is, I'm still kind of discovering what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I talk to him in a way that doesn't offend him or emasculate him or make him feel, because he, I think, feels like, that's why I was like, I'll have to hang up if he comes home from work, because he would it would kill him that I'm even asking you this, because he wants to be the man in charge.
Yeah.
Taking care of everyone.
Okay. Well, the proper man in charge shares the burden of running the household with his wife.
And he's such a wonderful father.
Stop.
There's nothing manly about secretly going into debt.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. That's not the man in charge. He's dealing with a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. He thought he was supposed to handle this all by himself, and he doesn't. And that's why he didn't want to talk about it. But I think the two of you got to work. This is a relationship issue. The two of you have got to sit down together, and you just say, hey, look, I screwed up by dumping this whole thing on you. Because you did. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can apologize for that and say, and so whatever the mess is, we're going to face it together. And whatever the mess is, as two adults, we're going to work together to get it fixed. So let me sit down and let's walk together, because I love you. You're my husband. We're going to walk together as two adults in full disclosure. You probably made some mistakes. I made a huge mistake by asking you. It wasn't right for me to ask you to carry the whole thing by yourself. And so I want to sit down. Now let's go forward, not backward. Let's go forward and say, how can we work together? And the first step of working together is for us to get everything out and put it on the table, put the kids to bed, and let's just look at it and let's figure out a game plan of how we clean up the mess. And I'm wherever that is. If we need to stay in a tent, I'm going with you.
Okay.
And if I need to pick up some shifts or something, we'll do that. I mean, but we'll sit down together and let's look at it together. And it's just it's not condemning his stupid decisions. He made some stupid decisions, but he also had, it's all clouded in this shame. And that's why he doesn't want to talk about it. He feels inept. He feels it's hurt his self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
His confidence. And rightly so. That's how I felt. I felt like an idiot when I went broke.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cause I was. Hello? I wasn't an idiot, but I had done some idiot butt stuff that caused us to go broke, and it really wasn't Sharon's fault. But I felt, you know, and she was scared to death like you are. That's why the tears are so close to the top. Because not knowing is more scary than knowing something hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
And tell him that.
Okay.
Not knowing is more scary to me than knowing something hard. And I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about us, and I want us to get on the same page and lock arms. Okay. I'm not here to beat you up. I made a mistake. Yeah. You probably made some mistakes, but we can put all that in the rearview mirror, and let's just go how we can go forward.
Okay.
Does that sound clean?
You have no idea how helpful that is. I mean, or maybe you do. I feel like oh, my God.
Well, let me tell you, my wife is a tough hillbilly woman, and she was so scared she couldn't breathe when we went through that.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Said she felt like she was driving a car and hit an ice thing, and the car's spinning, and she's going to hit something she just doesn't know what.
That's what I feel like.
Out of control.
And, Yep.
Well, we want to help you take the next step, Jesse. We're going to gift you 1 year of Every Dollar Premium, and you and your husband are going to sit down, lay out all the debts, and if you don't, you're not even sure, go pull credit reports on both of you, find out everything on paper, then make that detailed budget with Every Dollar. List your income, list all of the expenses, all of the debts, and you're going to, it's going to be scary at first, but then you're going to be able to make a plan together and go, how are we going to tackle this debt?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a little bit like, you know, one of my buddies got diagnosed with cancer the other day. And that just completely puts you, you know, it knocks you out emotionally. And then, you know what's worse than that? It's like 3 weeks before they tell you anything else. Because they can't seem to get into what, 3 weeks of not knowing.
If the unknown is so much harder.
You know, it's not knowing's harder. Just sign me up for the chemo. Sign me up for the plan. You know, let's just get, what's the plan? That's not as hard as not knowing. Create your free Every Dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.